morale's in a season high at least?
Yes, it's going real well. I say that because we see the finish line. Excuse me. We doing down the road right now. We see where we at and where we head, and that's the main thing. And now we can just kind of really dictate on how far we want to go. Earlier, we had to count on other people's team doing this and that. Now we won this, we win the next game, we kind of lead the way where we want to go to.
It wasn't exactly season's greetings out there. Some of the hits from John Lynch and some of the other guys on defense.
Why was no season greeting?
Well, I mean, usually
that was season greeting. That's happy holiday. Bam, happy Kwanzaa.
That's the Broncos way.
That's the Broncos way. John came to play big. He earned his title being a Pro Bowl. I mean, that's what he is and did out there today. And the other boy, Champ Bailey. I knew him since he was knee high to a grasshopper when he first got to Washington. And he's doing well now. He's blossoming, doing well then.
How much pressure do they put on you? Not only do they have your receivers to spread you out, keep you in the nickel, then they have Rudy Johnson pounding away. I mean, they're pretty.
Yeah, it had the mind frame like going back when we played against Seattle. Because you had the same thing, the three wides, and you had Sean Alexander. So the main thing is like, you know, we had to try to hit him and try to tackle him, try to make him fumble, and which we did, and Elvis got the ball. So, you know, with him in there and that spread offense, it put pressure on him in a way that you can't make mistakes. You got to be precise every time.
Okay, highest highs, lowest lows on that last drive?
Yeah, that's the thing about the football. When one play happens, you got to put it behind and go to the next. And that's when, like I said, the character comes in. As far as what you're going to do after the first play you've done wrong.
Well, Palmer didn't seem like he had his most accurate day, but on that final drive, he was just hitting everybody.
And that's why I got a label being a Pro Bowl quarterback. He might be off, but when it came crunch time, in order for him to perform, and he did. But, shoot, the ball bounced all the way today. Shoot, it literally on the goal line, field goal. So everything worked out well, and we have it. So let's get ready for San Francisco after Christmas and have some fun.
Lynch set the tone a little bit for you guys today. He was just flying around out
there. Hit people, knock them out, and I just like to sit early, give him season greetings, and let him know that he was there. And Lynch always do. He set the tone and get everybody going, and you know, I guess why with his defense, Lynch set the tone today. I guess we don't look for each person to set the tone. You know what I mean? Everybody try to be like an equal opportunity, but Lynch set it today, and with some big hits and everything. I was right there beside him. I'm like, man, I know that hurt. So, you know, in doing that, I slapped my head and said, good job, Johnny. And that just kept going. That let the mind frame, like, how the game is going to be for the whole day.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
A couple weeks ago, things weren't looking real good. I mean, can you kind of talk about 2-3 weeks ago during this losing streak to today, where now it looks like you guys might be playing in January?
Making plays.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. A lot of games we lost, we gave up big plays and we didn't make no plays.
Yeah.
Today was like the opposite.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, the reason why we're very successful. And we also gave our young quarterback good field position.
Mm-hmm.
And the punter punted one ball real well down there and pinned him in. So, you know, I guess a lot of things happened our way today, making plays and making things happen. But